Meeting interesting people depends less on where I go than on who I am. Meeting interesting people depends less on where I go than on who I am. Most of the time we think we want to meet interesting people. We want to find people in the world who are charming and vital and dynamic and filled with imagination, filled with creativity. And we wonder why we don't bump into them more often. Why is it that we don't meet these wonderful people? Why don't we have our lives filled with people who are interesting? And the reason is, it depends not on where I go or the people I meet, but who I am. Because who I am is reflected out in my world. And if my world is a dull world, it's because of me. If my world is not a very interesting world, it's because of me. It's because I'm not very interesting. Now, how in the world am I going to make myself into an interesting person? How am I going to make myself into a kind of person that creates about them lovely, fantastic, interesting people? Well, what makes up an interesting person? A person who is interesting is always thinking of new things, always thinking of possibilities, always dreaming, always having a wonderful, glorious imagination. And that imagination is just filled with all sorts of great and wonderful things. Can you imagine being around a dull person? They have no imagination. They have no creativity. They're not thinking of new and vital things. They're not thinking of winning the game. They're thinking of not losing the game. They're not thinking of peace on earth. They're thinking of war. They're not thinking of happiness. They're thinking of challenges. Now, we have made it a habit to want excitement in our life. We want to have the sport games to be exciting. And oftentimes, the more violent the sporting game is, the more exciting we are interested in it, and the more interesting we have in it. But is that our real joy? Is that our real pleasure? Is that our real peace? Are we really happy to look at the violence of the world? Are we really happy to look at a soccer match where the soccer players are violating the rules of the game? Or they're violating the rules of the game, and when they violate those rules, we are not really pleased with them. We are not really happy. Oh, it's exciting, and we get our adrenaline up, we get all of our attitudes up, but is it really interesting? And can you watch a person playing a game, being a team member, being on the soccer team, and he does everything beautifully. His primary objective is to get the ball into the goal and make winning points. But he has to get that ball from one end of the field down to the other end. He has to go past all of these other people who have an interest in that ball too. They would like to control it. They would like to own it. They'd like to possess it. And in that process, what are they doing? In that process, they are making an interesting game. They are making it very fascinating. They're making it very challenging. And that's what the game is all about. Now, the excitement comes not in its violence, but in its genius. And this is what we all want to have in our life. We want to have meeting interesting people because they are a genius, because they are creative, because they are talented, because they are wise, because they are wonderful. That's why we want to meet them. That's why we want them in our life. Violence in our life is not our choice, but yet we do seem to bring that about a great deal. And as we bring it about, what happens to us? We just have more violence. And violence is sort of unintelligent. Yes, I guess that's a good word for it. Violence is unintelligent. Violence is irascible. It is something that you are never sure of how it's going to turn out. Sometimes it can be very terrible, and other times it can be very interesting. But seldom is it always an interesting thing. Seldom is it always something great, because it brings in it irrationality. And meeting interesting people depends less on where I go than on who I am. So if I am an interesting person, and I am associating with sport teams, I associate with those sport teams that are doing a wise and a brilliant job, a skillful job of playing the game. They know the rules, and they know how to move across the court. They know how to move to accomplish the goal that they choose to have. The goal is not to win the game, far from what we usually think it is. The goal is to achieve the rules of the game. It's to move the ball from one end of the court, the field, to another, and to put it into the goal. Put it in the basket. Put it in, you're shooting baskets in basketball, and you're getting it into the goal in soccer. Where does the violence come in? It's the skill, it's the swiftness, it's the brilliance, it's the ability to bounce the ball off your head, your shoulders, your feet, and to move it down the field. And the other people are playing the game to move it the other way, to capture the ball and take it where they want it to go. It's not a matter of destroying the person who's got the ball. In truth, all games are a matter of the object of the game and not the players of the game. Because you, as a player, are taking that ball and moving it brilliantly down the field. You're avoiding all the obstacles that are there, like the obstacles of life, really. And as you avoid the obstacles that are there, you, with your genius, your skill, with your creativity, with your imagination, you bring that ball into the goal or into the basket to accomplish your points. Now, at no time did you want to destroy another player. At no time did you want to spend time on the obstacle. At no time did you want to do in the obstacle or change the obstacle or take it away. You wanted to work with that obstacle as a part of the game. And you work with that obstacle as a part of the game and part of the rules. And it's you. It's who are you? What is your determination? Ellen has a granddaughter who was brilliant at everything. And she was playing tennis. And she would get out on the tennis court, and she would want to slaughter the other player. She would be shooting vibrations at the other player to scare them, to make them feel incompetent and incapable. And then, one day, she tired of that. It was taking too much energy, and it was taking too much vitality out of her. She was not enjoying the game. She was just in there to slaughter the other player, her opponent. And she changed. Now, did she change because Ellen was thinking that she should be the kind of person who is a winner and not the kind of person who's slaughtering the other person? Perhaps. And as she made this change, her whole attitude changed. She still had that wonderful skill of winning, the wonderful skill of putting the ball right where she wanted to put it every time, the wonderful playing the game for the game's sake, not to slaughter, not to have obstacles, not to have conditions that were hard to live with. But she learned, and her life is just a continuation of what she had learned through those playing tennis, what she had learned of how she could be the magnificent being that she always was. You and I are like that too. Meeting interesting people depends less on where I go than who I am. Wherever I go, I meet interesting people because I take an interesting person to meet them. I take an interesting person in my heart wherever I go. And so therefore, wherever I am, I meet interesting people because I am an interesting person. Are you an interesting person? Are you the kind of person that you would enjoy going and meeting with and enjoy having a cup of coffee with or enjoy playing a game of tennis? Are you the kind of person that you'd like to take a walk with or that you'd like to sit in meditation with? It's not a matter of where you go. It's a matter of who you are. So when you want to meet interesting people and you want to really give it your very best, then you take an interesting person to meet interesting people. And you'll find that they're asking questions about you. They're enjoying your company as much as you're enjoying theirs because you are an interesting person. It all depends on what we want out of life, what we get out of life. Now, do you want to have an enjoyable, wonderful time in life? Do you want to have that enjoyable, wonderful time in life? If you do, then you be an enjoyable, interesting person. And you'll find that everybody in your world is a reflection of the magnificence that you are. And that's what matters in life, doesn't it? That's who you are. Who I am makes all the difference in the world. Have a wonderful day being who you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.